Let's see. I haven't qualified in a long time, so I'm actually really glad that I'm getting to tonight. I'll just start from the beginning. I was born and raised in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I was raised in a single mother household, and I feel like this is on my face. Can I lower it somehow? No. All right. I'll just sit up straight. My dad is an alcoholic and was an alcoholic when I was younger, and is still very active, kind of a mush brain. I feel like his brain is like not there anymore. He's kind of an asshole, but that'll trickle through my story. So anyways, I grew up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I was always that kid that was looking for a way to fit in, looking for someone to like me because of something outside of myself. So like whether it be a cool pair of shoes or like a jacket or you know that cool Hollister shirt that I bought myself. And I was always looking for gratification from other people. So I remember like when I was younger, I always wanted to be older. I had an older sister, so I wanted to be like part of her group. And her friends were wild. She wasn't wild. And they all drank and they smoked, and I wanted to do what they were doing, probably because I wanted to hang out with my sister. My first drink was when I was 10 years old. I kept bugging I was being babysat by the next door neighbor when my mom was working. And it was actually my double digit birthday. And I kept bugging her to let me get drunk because they were like drinking beers and like smoking weed or whatever. And I kept bugging her, and so finally she like took me, her and her friends took me outside and had me get on my knees and chug as many beers as I could while they were chanting around me. And then that night kind of proceeded to like us going over to her friend's place and then playing like drinking games, and then we like went to sleep, and I woke up in the morning and I had apparently vomited in my sleep because there was vomit all over the blanket. And I tell that story because that's how my drinking continued. I also had like a stepsister that was older than me as well, and her friends were the same way as my other sister's friends. And they used to like get me high, get me drunk, but I would always like egg it on. And so when it came time for the kids in school to start experimenting, I had already experimented. So when the kids in school asked me, I was like too cool for school, and I was just like, I've already done that. I don't want to do that anymore. And so in middle school, I didn't do anything. And then come high school, that feeling of, I've always had that feeling of fitting in. So when the elder classmen started inviting me to parties, and I started going out on the weekends, and I remember like freshman year, I just drank once in a while on the weekend, and then I was also like living at my dad's at the time, so we used to like sneak downstairs with our like bunny slippers and like stuff beers into our bunny slippers and then hold them on the way back up and like go play like card games. But like high school, I feel like each year progressed. So freshman year it was like once in a while, sophomore year like again, like not as much, and then junior and senior year, I remember telling myself like, you're only gonna drink twice a month, so like two Saturdays out of the month. And then senior year, it was like, oh, you can only drink once a weekend. You can only drink once a weekend on, like, and you can't drink, like, consecutively. Like, you can drink four times a month, or four times a month. But, and then college, I got to college, and, like, I think my sister, like, she's kind of, like, a happy-go-lucky person, so, like, her gift to me was, like, shoving bottles of Captain Morgan underneath my dorm room bed, like, on her way out, and was like, don't get caught. But that was, like, my way, like, that bottle of Captain Morgan actually, like, introduced me to those friends that I made in college, because I was the kid with the bottle, so, like, I was the kid that, like, knew where the party was. So, like, thankfully, at that point, alcohol was working for me. My college experience turned around when I met a guy there, and we started dating, and he was from New York, so, like, he had already started partying when he was younger, and I mean, partying in New York and partying in Indiana is completely different, so, like, you know, I was introduced to, like, Molly, and I was introduced to cocaine, and, like, he was, like, the chair of the frat, and, like, so I got invited to all these frat parties, and I was, like, this, like, I looked crazy. I had this, like, faux hawk thing that pulled up, and, like, completely gay, like, going into a frat house and, like, pretending I was straight when wearing, like, a full face of makeup, just getting, like, smashed. And there's pictures of me at these frat parties, like, ripping wallpaper off of, you know, the basement walls because I was so wasted. My eyes are crossed. And, you know, that's only, like, one experience. But college, I also, like, lied to my doctors and told them I had ADHD, and because I had it when I was younger, I was able to be prescribed Adderall. So, you know, it's funny because I never snorted Adderall because I always heard that it goes straight to your bloodstream anyways, but a lot of my friends were snorting it, and, like, I would just pop them, like, candy and then, like, sell the rest. So in college I was, like, pretty much a crackhead and a drug dealer, so that happened. You know, it just progressed, and I was in this tumultuous relationship with this guy that continuously cheated on me, and, like, I took him back. So it was, like, we held each other hostage, and he also, like, has problems with addiction as well still to this day. Luckily, him and I are, like, our friends now, but that's a huge part of my story. Like, I ended up within the first 3 months of him and I dating, like, I just thought I was the shit, so, because I punched this kid in the face at a party, and, because he changed the song when I told him not to. Sorry, that was really loud. I was wasted off of jungle juice, so, like, that, you know, the consequences started rolling in, and that was, you know, a year and a half long lawsuit, and $30,000 to $40,000 later from his family, like, you know, it caused a lot of turmoil, and we stayed together through it, but our relationship was kind of ruined after that, and I think that that had a lot to do with, like, my drinking, and his cheating, and his drinking, and his drug use, and my drug use, and I remember, like, my mom saying when I was younger, like, your dad's an alcoholic, your grandpa's an alcoholic, your uncle's an alcoholic, every man in your family on your father's side and on my side, they're all alcoholics, so you might want to be careful about how you drink. And going back to my childhood, my mom she wasn't really a drinker, maybe, like, one every, like, 3 months, but she used to keep these, like, kiwi strawberry wine coolers in the fridge, and they would sit there for, like, 6 months. And I remember as, like, a, you know, 10-year-old, like, 8-year-old going into the fridge, and they were still sitting there. And I'm like, why hasn't she drank those yet? And I never thought twice about that until, you know, I came to this program, and I go back to that, and I'm like, oh shit, I was an alcoholic, and I didn't, you know, I had alcoholic behavior before I even began to drink. So fast forward to New York City. I got here, and, you know, my family is back in Indiana. I had like maybe one friend here, and he wasn't here yet. So like when I first moved here, I met people from work, and, you know, you go to work, you, especially when it's retail, I was working in retail, so like you go to work, you go out for drinks, you get shit faced, and then you do it all over again. That's what we did, and I met one of my best friends, which introduced me to his two best friends, and it was just like the four of us were locked in each other's lives, and we just used to do everything together and like get completely wasted and like go upstate. And this is when it got really bad. We would each get two bottles of wine for the bus ride up, so we'd each have one on the way up, and then when we got there, each of us had a bottle to finish for that night, and in the morning we'd go and we'd get more alcohol. So like there was one night, or there was one weekend where I went upstate, and I was pretty hungover on the Saturday. We got there on Friday. I was pretty hungover on Saturday, so I decided not to drink and just to relax. And then that night, for some reason, they all started taking shots before bed. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna take shots too. Which is another, it goes back to like me wanting to fit in. And so I took like these like three Dixie cup shots of Lord knows how much gin. So it was probably like 10 shots within like 10 minutes. And I blacked out, and I woke up in a different bed than I was in, with scratches, bruises, and vomit all over me and all over the bedding. And I like woke up with that feeling of, which I'm sure we've all felt, like guilt and embarrassment, and cleaned myself up, cleaned the bedding up, and like went downstairs, and like no one was talking. And so I broke the silence, and I was like, what happened last night? And they were like, oh girl, you were crazy, like, but it's cool. And I was like, no one will tell me what happened. And they still actually to this day will not tell me what happened. So I guess it was pretty bad. But that day I was very, very ashamed. So I just like floated on floaty in the pool for like 3 hours, like looking up at the sky, like contemplating like what I was gonna do with my life. And I was just like, it was just going through my head, like, I can't live like this anymore. I hate myself, I hate my friends, like, I have, everything looks good on paper, like, I had a corporate job, I had, you know, I had my own apartment, you know, I'm this little gay boy that could from Indiana that came here and, like, made it, you know what I mean? So, like, everything looked good on paper, and I just had this feeling that, like, everything was going wrong. And, you know, that was that, while I was in that pool, I had this, like, moment where it was like that white light moment where God was just like, yeah, like, you should probably stop drinking. And so I decided not to drink that day, and I went to a charity event that night after I got back, and I ran into one of my older friends that had told me that he was sober, had a drink in his hand. I thought it was like cranberry vodka and a vodka soda, whatever. And I was like, can I have a sip of that? And he was just like, it's just cranberry soda. And I was like, wait, you're not drinking? And he was like, no, I haven't drank for like 7 years. And I like looked at him like he was insane. And I was like, how do you do that? And he was like, I can show you if you want. I was like, yeah, I'd really like, tell me what to do, I'll do it. And he was like, well, when you're ready, just, you know my number, you have me on Facebook. And I think I went out one time after that, and which was a horrible experience. I, like, wasn't drinking for 2 weeks and, like, got coked up and drunk and at this, like, apartment. And then we went out, and, like, I was so wasted, but because of the coke, like, hadn't... sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about drugs, but it's happening. because of the coke, I was, like, coherent. And so I felt fine, but I was absolutely wasted, and ran in front of this car because I had to vomit, and I, like, ran across the street and, like, almost got hit, vomited, went back to the bodyguard or the bouncer and was like, let me in, and he, like, wouldn't let me in, and all my stuff was upstairs. And that was, like, that was, I think, Saturday. And then on that Thursday or on that Tuesday, I reached out to this guy Glenn and was like, can you show me what's up? And he's like, yeah, I'll take you to a meeting. So we met at a Starbucks. He, like, sat down. He told me his story. And he was like, this is a serious thing. And, like, if you have a desire to stop drinking and you really want to stop, like, come with me. And I went to West Wingers that night. And I went to West Wingers that night, and he made me raise my hand, and I just started bawling. So I had 2.5 years of sobriety, and I ended up going out and for about 5 months, and now I have, like, 1.5 years back. But what caused that relapse was me not going to meetings. You know, I went home for over the holidays, and I didn't go to a meeting when I was home, and I got back, and, like, instead of going to a meeting, I went out with my friend, and all of a sudden, someone passed me a joint, which I don't even like, and it was in my mouth. And then somehow it turned into 5 months of the most miserable... That was the most miserable 5 months of my life. You know, I lost, like, all... I'm freelance, so I lost, like, all my clients. I lost a lot of my friends, especially from the program. Not because they didn't, you know, they kept trying to have me come, and I just, like, wasn't ready to come back to the program, and, like, but they were always there. I was just so resentful. Like, I had so much resentment built up towards the program, and finally I came back, and, like, it's been, I've gone through, like, 3 sponsors, in this 1.5 years, and I finally found one who's, like, kind of available. I really love him, though, and I'm, like, trying to, like, work with him more, but, you know, for me, it's really important for me to, like, although this is a program of helping other alcoholics, like, I have to help myself first and then help other people, like, to help myself. So for me, it's, like, I pray throughout the day, just kind of, like, subconsciously, just, like, start up a conversation with God of my understanding. And, you know, I go to bed and I pray. I wake up and I pray. I try to, like, I try not to touch my phone in the morning until I've prayed. I'm working on the meditation thing. but really, like, the stuff that I used to get mad at and the stuff that I used to be angry at, I'm, like, so calm, and my friends are like, dude, you don't get mad at anything except for, like, the smallest, like, details of shit. And I'm like, I don't know, like, it's just, it's weird, because I used to get angry at everything, and now I just have this, like, sense of calmness about me that it's like, whatever happens, happens. Like, it's not up to me. Like, I can't change this. Like, if someone steals something from me, like, maybe they needed it more than I did. You know, like, it's just life. We go through this shit, and, like, we have to keep going, and, like, these material items that everyone has, and these they don't mean anything. So it's really about, like, for me, it's about, like, staying connected to my friends and that love that I can show them and they can show me, and, like, connecting with my God and, you know, connecting with my family and, like, being there for them. But my life is completely different than it was, you know, 6 years ago. I just moved into a new apartment, and I'm, like, really excited about decorating. I'm like, oh my God, that pillow is so great. you know, like, but it's like those simple things that, like, I can actually sit at home and, like, appreciate, you know, that cactus in the corner. But I wouldn't have been excited about this, that stuff when I was younger, like when I was 20, 21 to 23. I was very much so, like, I was never at home. I just, like, went there to sleep maybe, like, 6 hours and, like, got up and did it again. But now I'm, like, excited to go home and, like, cuddle in my blankets. And, like, I feel like an old person, but at the same time, like, I'm, like, this is what it's supposed to feel like. We're so, like, I'm living and, like, I appreciate my space and, like, appreciate my roommates. And, like, you know, before I would just do whatever the fuck I wanted. And now I'm, like, hey, I can send somebody a text and be like, hey, I'm going to have a friend over. You know, just, like, trying to have respect for people and, like, be appreciative of their space and, you know. but never would I have ever thought that I could be like that. You know, like, I have a great relationship with my family now. It was strained for a while. Like, my parents have always, or my mother and my sister have always been there for me, but there was a time where, the only reason I would call them was to borrow money, and now it's, you know, it's like, how can I help you guys? Like, can I send you money? It's just, I don't know, life has kind of flipped around, and I will talk about the relapse really quick, and then I'll end it, because I only have, like, 2 minutes left. During my relapse, had something to say and then it went away, so I guess I'm gonna be done. But just don't relapse. Don't drink no matter what. I love you guys.